This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. President Joe Biden made a solemn stop at a military cemetery in France where more than 2,000 U.S. soldiers were laid to rest during World War I. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden laid a wreath at the chapel at the Ain Marne American Cemetery, recalling a fierce battle that claimed Allied lives.
Every Marine I know knows about the battle in Belleau Woods.
He says he can't imagine not paying homage.
Sense of reverence for what they did.
And says the alliance between the U.S. and Europe helped stop German aggression then and during World War II.
That's why it's so important that we continue to have the alliances we have.
Former President Donald Trump had skipped a visit to Ain Marne in 2018 when he was in France. A reporter asked Biden about that.
Any other questions?
Trump has campaigned the U.S. needs to devote more attention to its problems and less on foreign alliances. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Polls have opened in 20 European Union countries for the June 6th to June 9th election for a new European Parliament, the legislative branch of the 27-member bloc. AP correspondent Karin Chamas has more.
Millions of Europeans have been casting their ballots this week in one of the world's biggest democratic elections. Far-right parties are looking to gain more power amid a rise in the cost of living and farmers' discontent. In Portugal, 23-year-old voter Beatriz Carvalho told the AP, I hope my and other young people's votes can prevail and show that the far-right can be stopped more than it has been so far. While the war in Ukraine, as well as Gaza, are also key topics weighing on the minds of voters,